This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. I had a letter a week or two ago from a listener who begged me to devote a programme to Milf Mole, who was probably the best-known jazz trombonist in the 1920s. Well, when I began collecting vintage jazz during the war, Milf Mole was my idol, so it'll be a real pleasure to play you some records that highlight his career. Irving Milfred Mole was born in Roosevelt, Long Island, in 1898. His grandfather was a Londoner, and his father played violin, his whole family was musical. Milf himself could play alto horn and piano as well as trombone, but it was as a trombonist that he became a celebrity in the jazz and dance music world in the early 20s. He was a member of the original Memphis Five and played with the bands of Sam Lanin and Ray Miller in those days. He made a large number of freelance recordings with members of both bands too, under all sorts of fanciful names. For instance, the Six Black Diamonds, at least when they made Mind in My Business in 1924, included Phil Napoleon on trumpet and Milf Mole on trombone. Mind in My Business by the Six Black Diamonds, every one of them white. Well, during his year with Ray Miller, Milf Mole made several records with his friends in the Miller Band, such as Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax and Rube Bloom on piano. He was so highly thought of, even in 1924, that the label of the record of Those Panama Mamas Are Ruining Me reads, The Cotton Pickers, Trombone Passages by Milf Mole. Thank you. cotton pickers, those Panama mamas. Already the elegant but swinging athletic style of playing was fully formed, and dance band trombonists all over the world tried to copy that. Miff had broken away from the strictly Dixie trombone role of tailgate swipes and smears. But the next record showed that he was master of the basic style, though, and could moan the blues with the best of them. The original Memphis Five playing Bass Ale Blues. That's Phil Napoleon on tuba as well as trumpet. Sale Blues by the original Memphis Five. We'll be back with some more after the break.
It's Capital's Capital Day this Wednesday, because that's our birthday. We're 1 year old. If you want to see all the birthday action, join Michael Aspel and the Capital Girls down at the Fine Fair Supermarket, Tolworth in Surrey. From 9 to 12, our birthday Aspel will be broadcasting live from the Capital Carousel with those Super Savers, Swap Shop, and Capital Day. Our man Aspel will also be dishing out the Capital Birthday Cake. So join us for our Capital Day, our birthday, this Wednesday from 9 to 12 at Fine Fair Supermarket, Tolworth Towers, the Broadway, Tolworth in Surrey.
We'd love a birthday cuddle with you.
Back again on Mardi Gras, and some more Miff Mole records. In the summer of 1925, Dick Johnson, a clarinet and sax man of some repute, directed a session for Columbia Records under the name of the Charleston Chasers. He used Leo McConville on cornet and Miff Mole on trombone, giving Miff a chorus in the arrangement of Loud-Speaking Papa that, with the aid of new electric recording, showed just what a superbly inventive artist he was. Thank you. Loud-speaking Papa by Dick Johnson and the Charleston Chasers. By now, Miff Mole had left Ray Miller and was a member of Ross Gorman's orchestra that played for the review Earl Carroll's Vanities. Earl Carroll was a super showman who had written a song with Enrico Caruso, no less, as his collaborator, and whose entertaining at parties was as lavish as his stage productions. But Ross Gorman chose Miff Mole as a firm foundation for the brass section of the Pitt Orchestra under his direction, and in the trumpets there was another man who had been working with Sam Lanin, Red Nichols. Here's a record of one of the numbers featured in the show, Rhythm of the Day. The Day by Ross Gorman and his Earl Carroll Vanities Orchestra. Well, the show was a big success and ran for 440 performances, but before it closed, Miff Mole was offered a place in Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra in the Biltmore Hotel, and he worked with Kahn for 3 years. Here's one of the records made by Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra that gives Miff and Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang a short solo spot each, Where the Wild, Wild Flowers Grow. Thank you. Cheerful little song, typical of the time, 1927, by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods, Where the Wild, Wild Flowers Grow, played by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, with Miff Mole, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. Miff's meeting with Red Nichols and working with him in the Earl Carroll Show produced a partnership that gave us a large number of fine records under all kinds of names, including Miff's own. Miff Mole's Molars, originally a quintet of Red and Miff, with Arthur Shutt piano, Dick McDonough banjo and guitar, and Vic Burton drums, made some excellent records for OK between 1927 and 1930, one of the best being Some Sweet Day from their first date. Miff plays a vigorous, tightly muted solo. Some Sweet Day by Miff Mole's Molars. It was about this time that Columbia revived the Charleston Chasers, this time under Red Nichols' direction, for the specific purpose of producing advanced modern jazz as it was then. With Miff Mole and Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, Dick McDonough, Vic Burton and the tuba man Joe Tarto, the Chasers recorded a splendid version of the old standard, Wabash Blues.
Thank you.
Charleston Chasers, Wabash Blues. Then we'll have a break in the news, and we'll hear some more from Miff after that.
Isn't it good to know?
Richard Mason with Capital News. While speculation continues on the political future of Edward Heath, he's been taking a breather by visiting his father in Broadstairs. Paul Beard reports.
A crowd of almost 200 people greeted him with shouts of "Don't resign" and "Stay on Ted." Mr. Heath was clearly moved, shaking hands with everyone as he was jostled into his father's home. Mr. Heath refused to be drawn as to what decision he may or may not have reached as regards his own future. Perhaps the only hint that Mr. Heath might be contemplating standing down was a comment from his father, who said that he didn't know whether his son might pack up politics altogether and go into commerce.
Another day of cancelled flights at Heathrow is in store, at least until the afternoon. British Airways spokesman Malcolm Parr gives the latest details.
The situation at the moment is that there are no flights by British Airways European Division from London's Heathrow Airport, and there will be no flights until at least 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. There are flights from regional airports, and the overseas division flights are operating. I would advise passengers who are booked to travel within the next 24 hours to ring Heathrow Airport. The number is 759-3131.
The Ford talks resume after a weekend break, and union negotiators again say they are optimistic a deal will be reached. Chairman of the union negotiators, Moss Evans, says he thinks a decision on whether to accept Ford's £64 million offer will be made next weekend, but he admitted there were still details to be worked out. And in other news, today's Daily Telegraph says China's Mao Zedong has suffered a severe stroke. In Northern Ireland, security forces fear a new wave of terror after the fourth murder of a Catholic in the last few days. In North Wales, two girl hitchhikers have been killed and a third seriously injured after they were hit by a car. In Washington, Senator Edward Kennedy has attacked the American government's attitude to Cyprus, saying it took a pro-Turkey stand at the expense of Cypriot refugees. London's weather will have a dry night, some mist becoming thicker towards dawn, then a dry day with sunny periods. It's 2 minutes past 12. Richard Mason, Capital News, in tune with London.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras, some more Miff Mole music. More or less simultaneously with the reappearance of the Charleston Chasers and the debut of the Molars came Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. There were seldom five or six men actually present, but more often there were eight or ten or even a dozen. But this one, Mean Dog Blues, is a sophisticated attempt by the professional New Yorkers to play a Negro blues, and they equipped themselves very well, don't you agree? Adrian Olini was there with his bass sax and Eddie Lang on guitar, and of course Red and Miff. Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, plus Adrian Olini and the master of the tune Timps, Vic Burton, and Miff Mole. Miff was a thorough musician. He didn't go in for comic crowd-grabbing effects, and though his technical mastery brought Bix Beiderbecke and his friends yelling to their feet in the auditorium when they first heard him with Ray Miller's band, he never sang a vocal, he never had a band of his own outside the OK Studios and his Molars. He did compose a tricky bit of trombone work, though, and here it is, recorded for Victor as by Red and Miff's Stompers, Slipping Around. Thank you. Slipping Around, the Miff Mole composition by Red and Miff Stompers. And we'll have some more after the break.
Rod Stewart singing Farewell. That's just a taste of what you'll hear any day you pop into Tapes Galore. Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, has one of London's largest selections of cassettes, cartridges, LPs and singles. And this week, they're selling Rod Stewart's Smiler LP or tape for just £1.75. Why not invest in some good music now at Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, four blocks from Marble Arch, near Safeways. Tapes Galore.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras and some more Miff Mole. In the summer of 1928, Frank Teshmaker, the outstanding Chicago clarinetist, came to New York with pianist Joe Sullivan, banjoist Eddie Condon, and teenage drummer Gene Krupa. Tommy Rockwell, artist manager at OK, gave them some record dates, and one of them being under Miff's name, with only himself and Red Nichols to represent New York. They made two titles, one of which wasn't issued for 2 years, and the other was forgotten for 10. It was a pop tune of the time called One Step to Heaven. One Step to Heaven, showing how well four Chicagoans and two New York-based jazz musicians could integrate and produce good jazz. To prove that Miff could swing out in street parade style, he recorded That's a Plenty with Phil Napoleon, Leo McConville, Jimmy Dorsey, Eddie Lang, Arthur Shutt, and the remarkable drummer Stan King. The roughness of the Deep South players may have been replaced by expertise from New York, but the spirit of carnival remains. Miff fairly explodes into his solo. Thank you. That's a plenty by what were now called Miff Mole and his Little Molers. That was in 1929. The same year, Miff and a very similar lineup with Joe Tarto on string bass instead of Eddie Lang's guitar recorded again under the name of the Charleston Chasers. This time, though, it was not out-and-out hot jazz, but a slinky number from an early talkie glorifying the American girl, called What Wouldn't I Do for That Man? The singer is the great Eva Taylor.
If he ain't, with all his faults, I know he'll get by. I'll be so true to him, he'll never doubt me. What wouldn't I do for that man? And when he lets me lean my weary head on his shoulder, I close my eyes right there and wish I never grew older. I'll never leave him alone, I'll make his troubles my own. I love that man as nobody can. I'm just no good when his arms are about me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, what wouldn't I do for that man?
Eva Taylor and the Charleston Chasers, What Wouldn't I Do for That Man? And we'll be back again after the break.
Rod Stewart singing Farewell. That's just a taste of what you'll hear any day you pop into Tapes Galore. Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, has one of London's largest selections of cassettes, cartridges, LPs and singles. And this week, they're selling Rod Stewart's Smiler LP or tape for just £1.75. Why not invest in some good music now at Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, four blocks from Marble Arch, near Safeways. Tapes Galore.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Well, 5 months later, in February 1930, the Little Molers made their last record, another commercial by the team of Mort Dixon and Harry Woods, Lucky Little Devil. Thank you.
little devil, the whole world is wild about you. That's why I'm so blue. Lucky little devil, lucky little devil, they all want some loving from you, like I surely do. Lucky little devil, I worry more and more over your popularity. How can I picture you getting sweet on me? Lucky little devil, your love dreams are bound to come true. I wish mine would too, lucky little devil.
Lucky Little Devil, 1930, by Miff Mole and his Little Molars, again plus Adrian Olini. And by now, the Depression was beginning to make its mark on public taste in popular music, and hot jazz, even in commercial disguise, just wasn't wanted. Miff himself was now a member of the NBC Studio Orchestra that accompanied all kinds of broadcasting artists, including blues singer Bessie Smith, and Miff even played under the baton of Arturo Toscanini, no less. Through the 30s, he had a number of health breakdowns, but in 1938, he joined Paul Whiteman and recorded several titles under his direction, such as this rather weird version of Alexander's Ragtime Band. Miff has a neat solo and a chance to revive the original Memphis Five sound, as the vocal team The Modern Airs tell us.
Come on in here, come on in here, the story of the Ragtime Band. Mr. Berlin, when he wrote this tune, played it on piano in an old back room.
Then came a fellow with a banjo on his knee and accompanied the fiddle just as nifty as could be.
Thank you. come on and hear Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on and hear, it's the best band in the land.
They can swing it on a bugle in a brand new way.
That's just the bestest band what am. Step up and listen, honey lamb. Come on along, come on along.
Let me take you by the hand.
Up to the man, up to the man. Meet the leader of the ragtime band.
And if you care to hear that Swanee River
played in ragtime, come on, honey, it's Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Alexander's Ragtime Band by Paul Whiteman and his 1938 orchestra. Through the next two decades, Miff Mole again experienced failing health, though he appeared on occasional record and broadcasting dates. And a benefit concert in his honour was arranged to be held in the Plaza Hotel in New York in 1961, but on April the 29th that year, Miff Mole died. There may have been more flamboyant trombonists in jazz, but very few who could raise a performance from mediocrity to top quality in a four-bar solo as Miff did. Well, I hope you enjoyed this short tribute to Miff Mole. Will you join me again next week? Fine. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.